Amy Smith cast her first ever vote in a presidential election at the Mendenhall Mall on Monday.
A mix of exciting and nervousness, making sure I filled out everything correctly.
In Juneau, voters could cast their ballots for the November 5th election early at the Mendenhall Mall and the State Office Building. On Monday afternoon, the line at the mall was out the door. But Smith says it was worth the roughly 45-minute wait.
I just want my voice to be heard, and I just don't want the country to go in a direction I don't want it to go without my say.
Lori Wilson is the state's Region 1 election supervisor.
Definitely starting Friday through the weekend, we had lines out the door and into the parking lot. So we've had a good voter turnout. We're happy to see voters turn out here and get their vote in for the 24 general election. And we expect today to be, you know, pretty steady as well as tomorrow.
On the ballot, voters can rank candidates for president and vice president, Alaska's sole U.S. House seat, and the local state House and Senate races. Plus, there's two ballot propositions asking voters whether to raise the state's minimum wage and repeal ranked choice voting.
Well, I mean, all elections are important, right?
That's Jake Carpenter. He lives downtown but was in the valley on Monday to cast his ballot.
This is kind of a pivotal moment for our nation when it comes to our democracy. So I'm glad to see so many people out here voting, and I hope that I imagine that they all recognize the gravity of this election.
He said the presidential election is what motivated him the most to go out and vote. But he said everything on the ballot was important for him to consider. Juneau has one seat in the Alaska Senate. Jesse Keel fills it. Sarah Hannon and Andy Story fill Juneau's two seats in the Alaska House. All are Democrats who took office in 2019. They're also running uncontested for re-election. That means they're the only names on the ballot for their races.
Voters in our region have got to show up and make your voices heard because it matters tremendously if our issues are going to remain important issues. Our votes have to count statewide, and that means we have to go out and cast them. It's as simple as that.
That's Keel. He says despite all local races being uncontested, every vote counts. After all, Southeast Alaska makes up roughly 10% of the state. All three lawmakers have been strong supporters of getting a permanent increase to state education funding, an issue that dominated the last legislative session. Story says it's one of her main reasons she's running again.
I can just taste we are so close to getting a permanent education BSA, based student allocation, over the finish line.
Hannon says voter participation is what helps shape what policy she and other lawmakers choose to focus on, policy that can directly impact the lives of people in Juneau and across the state.
My job as a legislator, I represent everyone who lives in my district, whether they vote for me or not, and everyone in the state. So hearing from a diversity of voices helps us formulate policy, and people need to remember that.
And for Juneau residents like Filetti Tupo, voting means much more to him than just filling out some bubbles.
Freedom. I mean, the opportunity is endless in this country. So, and you know, if we come out here and support the election and be able to choose the things that we have, then, you know, that what brings freedom to us. You know, there's many countries out there that cannot do that.
Juneau voters can find more information about where and how to vote on Election Day by visiting the Alaska Division of Elections website. The first round of election results is anticipated to drop shortly after the polls close at 8 p.m., but we may not know the outcome of some of these races for weeks. Final results will be certified later this month. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.